This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here we are one last time from the GOAT studio at the PHNX offices. We have the tissue boxes ready. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the final.
Do you see the message on this, yes, by the way? Showing emotion makes you human, and that's okay.
Yes, I brought that one out specifically. Oh, thank you all so much for tuning in to the final PHNX Coyotes podcast, because this podcast is officially deactivating like the team we cover. Please hit the like button on this video. I'm Leah here with Petey and Craig. We have Danielle behind the Mac. How's everybody feeling? Should we do a clearing? We haven't done one of those in a while.
I'm okay.
Yeah. I think I'm okay. It's you know, the stages of grief, and you've kind of, I think we're to the acceptance phase now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I know the Kleenexes are here just in case. The tissues, I don't know if I'm going to need them today. I don't know if that's
we'll
at.
We'll see. Yeah. I will say this, and I know we're going to show this at some point.
Oh, my.
And I texted him about this because, you know, I was in a good place yesterday, you know, gone for a walk, family day, it was a sunny, beautiful day in Arizona. And then Shane Diefenbach said the video that we're going to roll out on YouTube right after this show that sort of wraps it up with the three of us speaking from the heart, and a great walk-off that I won't give away, and I feel like I took two steps back in the grief process because of that.
We need to talk about that closer before we show it. I don't know when we're showing it, but when we do show it, make sure we can tee it up for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's worth the price of admission.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And we're just going to tease it.
Like, he was looking for feedback. I'm like, and I am, you know, I give feedback. I give critical feedback.
Critical.
And I watched and I was like, I wouldn't change a thing. Yeah. I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh my gosh. Get ready. Get ready.
By the way, the watch says Craig's haircut. Craig did.
Yeah,
hair,
you
cleaned
did
up.
A haircut.
Looks
Craig.
Younger. Yeah, little Eddie Munster vibe going.
It's nice of you guys to comment on my haircut. I was hoping you'd notice.
Leah, do you know who Eddie Munster is?
I got you, Craig. I got you.
Do you know who Eddie Munster
no.
is?
Oh, we have a surprise caller. What could be happening? I'm not sure.
Hey!
Oh my goodness!
Look at this.
Let's bring him in.
Let's go.
Surprise caller.
What's up?
Shawn DePaz. Our former producer.
You're the only call we would take today, actually.
I appreciate that. I feel honored.
DP buddy.
I wanted Sean to call in because it wouldn't feel right having the last PHNX Coyote show if Sean wasn't here, someone who was part of this show for more than half of its existence. So Sean, thanks for joining us. How are you
thanks
doing?
For having me. I'm doing all right, you know. It's a lot easier to deal with all the Coyote stuff when you have the distractions of the rest of the league going on, I guess, but it's going.
Sean, we've had some good times together, all of us.
For sure.
What is, if you look back, just pick out like one or two of your favorite moments of this show from your side, what would it be?
Oh, trip to Nashville is up there. Easy. Specifically the boat ride in Nashville. That was just like one of the most fun couple of days I've ever had. Like that whole trip was crazy. Like I'll never forget. I feel like I bring it up often, like walking around with Petey on the streets of Nashville and just running into Danny Briere, who was like my childhood hero, and just being like taking a picture of Petey with him. Like, yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff that I got to do with you guys being a part of that show. But yeah, the Nashville thing, definitely up there. Going to Mullet for the first time, like bunch of this is just so much. The last game at Gila River Arena, it was a fun couple of seasons with you guys and the Arizona Coyotes.
You were a big part of this, and you were like family, and we as family does
they grow up and leave the nest. And we're so happy to see how you've progressed your career. You're killing it out there in Boston.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully,
that.
Baby's doing okay.
He's
not
doing
his
great.
Baby, the baby.
The cat.
The cat.
As I say all the time, wouldn't be here without the three of you guys. And I guess none of us would be here without the Arizona Coyotes. So it makes the makes all the moving and all of that that much harder to swallow.
Yeah.
Man, well, we don't want to keep you for too long. I know you guys have a lot going on. Everybody, make
reaching
sure
for the tissues already
to
here.
support the What Chaos guys. They do great work covering the NHL, and Sean's voice is heard on the daily on that show. And Sean, we're so happy for you, and thank you for
appreciate it, guys.
Everything you did for us for this
thank
show.
Thank you, guys. I don't. It's not. You can thank me later. There's plenty of time for all that. Like, I fall in love with the Arizona Coyotes because of the three of you and the community that you guys built. And it is like, for real, like, thank you guys for all of the work that you put in, both on a personal level. Like I said a bunch of times, I am where I am because of you three, but just like, generally speaking, like the work that you put in covering this team, providing a community, providing like a real voice for all the people in Arizona that follow this team, is like hard to put into words. So I idolize you guys. I appreciate you guys. Just thank you from the bottom of my heart, genuinely.
Thank you, Sean. We really
right, this is
going
to get tougher then.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not going to cry. No. All right, Sean. Thank
buddy.
You.
Thank you so much. Yeah. By the way, thank thanks for taking that cat. Thanks for taking the cat. Saving
thank
a cat.
You. That's another thing. Like my life for the next 10 to 15 years, I'm going to have that cat in my life, and it wouldn't have happened without you guys, specifically you, Craig, helping me get that cat. So. Thank you. You are more than just coworkers and professional like mentors. You are genuine like friends and family, and you have changed my life forever. And I appreciate it. Mm.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, DP.
We love you. Bye.
Love you, buddy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a PHNX County show without Sean involved. So I wanted to make sure that he had the opportunity
that was
to
awesome.
To call in as well.
Cinderella so. Calls, I'm going to die. So,
yeah. Rebuild reminder.
the revolving door of producers that we had through this show too over the years has been quite interesting.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
finally settled on Daniel.
They always say nice things about us after they leave.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She Cinderella did not want to be there. Like,
she's thriving though in Oregon.
Thriving. She's
so
doing great.
Yeah.
They're all doing great. It's a stepping stone to greater things. Wait till see what Danielle's got next. I don't know what it is.
And AZ Sports Guy says PHNX was the reason I found homes for puppies.
That's true.
Yep. That is true. Before, I love how Sean's just actually chilling in the green room watching. You can stay there as long as you want, Sean. Before we get into all of the reflection, I do just want to make a small announcement. So we actually have some new merch.
Yeah.
PHNXlocker.com. And I think these shirts are going to resonate with a lot of you. The deactivated collection, Coyotes Forever and Deactivated Fan. Get these shirts right now, phnxlocker.com. If you're a diehard, 20% off these shirts. We felt really strongly about having shirts for a send-off, one that kind of, you know, represents, you know, 1996 to 2024, the first era of Coyotes hockey, and then Deactivated Fan, because that's what we all are right now. So make sure you grab these, phnxlocker.com, and shout out to our amazing design team.
Yeah,
for
how quickly that happened.
Together so fast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I will be a Deactivated Fan.
Yeah, there was nothing going on for those guys, by the way, right? There's nothing happened in the NFL, for
or NDA. They're not busy at all.
They're
not busy at all.
Thank you guys for putting those shirts out. They're amazing.
Yeah, so make sure you get yours, phnxlocker.com. I will be ordering mine right after the show.
I will too. I'll get the deactivated fan going. Rock. I'll be repping that away for sure.
We don't have a plan for this show. We're kind of just going to speak from the heart. And I kind of, you know, we said we're not really talking hockey on the show. This is more about reflecting on this show, the three of us. And I want to take it all the way back. I'm just going to take the reins here to showing up to a random house in Central Phoenix on an August day in 2021. And first of all, Saul Bookman had called me 2 weeks before. I was at a bar. He called me, offered me a job on the phone. I immediately said yes, had no idea what I was getting into. Show up at this house 2 weeks later, and there's Craig, the person that, and I know for a lot of you too, I looked up to for so many years. If you're a Coyotes fan, if you've been a Coyotes fan for
not literally,
No, very, very few people do that.
Figuratively, I looked up to. and there he was. Now I had his phone number. He was following me on Twitter, this person that I had read your articles for years and years and years and years, and you were the only person for years to get Coyote's coverage. And there he was, my new coworker. And then there's Petey, Jackson's dad. That's really all I knew about you at the time. And the guy that Todd Walsh occasionally would say, oh, Steve Peters, great call there, calling the offside. That's all I knew about Petey. And there's these two guys, not to, you know, make it about age, but I have to one last time. You know, 25 years older than me. And here's me, spent the last 3 years folding yoga pants. Yep. Only Coyote's interaction was
25 is probably generous too, right? So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay. Selling Oliver Ekman Larson and Paul Bissonnette athletic wear. And I just have to say, like, you probably were thinking, oh, here's this girl who's had no professional experience in the sport outside of college, who's never hosted a podcast. We've never heard of her or met her. And there I was, and you guys never, whether you felt it or not, you never made me feel unwelcome. And I will forever thank you for that, for embracing me fully, because, like, you did not have to do that. And it obviously took me some time to find my voice, but I feel like the three of us found our voices together. Mm. And I couldn't be more grateful for how the two of you embraced me. And you really didn't have to do that. So I appreciate that.
The family started that day. And it was funny because when we got to that house, it is funny. I haven't thought about that moment in a long, long time. And I'm just fresh off of...
Shout out to Brandon Spano, by the way, for not choosing a good location at all for the Airbnb. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it right now. I'm
not sure where the hell we were. But it was... I had a long year. I mean, up at that point, I'd lost my job at the Coyotes and I was finding my way. I didn't know what the next step was going to be. And we went into that house. I didn't know who was who. I didn't know who was with All City, who I was working with. I literally knew no one. And by the end of that day, we had a cocktail hour that day. And by the end of that day, I go, this is going to work. This is going to work. This is going to be it. Like, and I don't think, I can't say there's no looking back, because I remember that first show right before the cameras went on going, what are we doing here? We love Leah, but that first show, if you get a chance to go back and
it's the PHNX Coyotes podcast.
She took her a minute to find her voice, but
here's the thing though. We were all terrified.
Like, that's what
like,
I mean.
You're like, oh, we're thinking, who's this
we
Leah?
Didn't do
no,
this.
That's why I was thinking. I was all like, the hell are we going to make this work?
Yeah. And what are we talking about 5 days a week? But yeah. And from that moment, it was family. It was teamwork. It was fun. It was sad. It was happy. It was angry. Like, it was all of those things that you have with a family we've had with the three of us.
RK, I chose that Airbnb. My bad.
Look at you. Look at you protecting the house. I appreciate that.
But that moment when this all came together at PHNX that day, it was just honestly something special. And we all pitched in from that day, literally that day forward. And we were there building a studio within
literally
days.
Building it.
And there's people painting. And I remember the one comment was, please don't get any black paint on the white roof. Well, that didn't last. Was it Diefenlock was doing the painting? Or was Slenderella there yet?
No.
Somebody was not painting very well. But again, it's just everybody pitched in. They learned new things. Nobody knew what they were doing. And it just became this. And it's honestly, I spent 23 years at the Arizona Coyotes. And I thought I knew what being a team was. This is the same. And it's different. Because it's people with different backgrounds. The hockey time was everybody had the same background. Everybody's there for the same cause. Everybody's there for the same reason. Even on the show, we were here with different personalities, backgrounds, histories. And then you go throughout the studio. It was everybody was so different. And it was just, we're one pack. We did it together. I'm so proud of what we accomplished. And I'm so sad that it ends like this, because I really believe the best of what we were doing for this hockey community was to come. I think we'd finally hit our stride. I think we finally figured it out. I think we finally knew what to say and when to say it and who to say it to. And I think more people finally saw us and found us and knew we were here.
Yeah.
And then it goes away. And that's the part that I'm struggling with today, because the well wishes and the people in the chat, it took a long time to get these people to even know we existed and then to care that we existed. And they've done that.
Yeah. I don't, I don't want people to think we're going away, okay? No. This is not the end for the three of us.
The PHNX Coyotes podcast is going away.
We're still going to do some Coyotes or some...
There's stuff coming up.
Hockey content. We'll do some Coyotes content. Yeah.
Sure.
There are dates. And I'm going to write about this in my newsletter today, which I haven't gotten to yet. Sorry, Espo.
It's a bit of a busy one.
There's always going to be hockey news. The Sun Devils have a Division I hockey team. They're starting their first season in the NCHC, which is a huge story. I think it's an incredible story.
I do too.
Yeah, we'll be out there to cover that. There are key dates coming for the Coyotes. There's a meeting coming up with Kay Gallego, the mayor of Phoenix. There's, of course, the land auction. There's a 30-day period after that where they hope to close on the land. There's a lot of key dates. We'll be doing reporting. We'll be watching the shop. I will say that. And I know you guys have plans to do some hockey content. I'm gonna be buried with other things. I mean, we're all buried, and I'll get to that in a minute when I say what I have to say. But we're not going away. We're all going to be around. Yeah. It's just we're not going to have this gathering place. We're not going to have the Coyotes to bond us all. So we're gonna have to find other ways. But I think we can.
Yeah, and stay tuned.
Yeah, I think there's more to come. And again, we're all okay here. We're all going to be fine, and we're going to try to make sure that everybody out there is fine too. Because when we get to the video, you're going to see how this affected more people than the three of the people here. Yeah. And so don't worry about us. But there's still hockey in this state, and we're still going to be here.
And if you think Petey and I aren't going to still talk about it as much as we can. And
we got to find somebody to walk and talk with, though. I saw that come up in the chat.
Oh, walking and talking is not going away.
I could just walk down the street. Like I could. Sure. I could.
You could do the Devils.
Yes.
Yeah.
Walking and talking with the Devils.
Go get Albie O'Connell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could do that and then like have a translator walking behind.
I have a problem when I talk to somebody like that, like Albie O'Connell or a Bryzgalov. I start to slide into the accent. I don't know if I'm mocking them.
Can I hear your Boston accent?
No, I'm not
going
to do it. I have to be.
I mean, Derek Hall did it on the show.
But I do it all the time when I'm talking to people. And I do that inside the locker room. I don't know if it's mocking or if I'm making fun of people, but I slide in. Like when I talk to a Russian player, like, bonjour, when I see the French player, oh, Antoine Vermette. And I start talking French. I don't know French. But I start doing that.
What did you say to Frizzy? Why do you have to be mad?
Do you mongos big? Do you mongos big, Briz? And so I always talk Russian to Briz. And I did it to Danny Markov, too. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
Oh, there's a great guy.
I got problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Danny Markov's a legend.
Asha walking and talking. I don't know if I'm going to get the high school kids.
But yeah, and just because the Coyotes are ending doesn't mean, like Craig said, doesn't mean hockey in Arizona is ending by any means, and we're going to continue to talk about it. Just stay tuned.
We're going to continue to support it.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, sure. Like we did at that amazing event that raised more than $3,000 for the Kachinas the other night at Four Peaks. We're going to keep doing that. And there are a lot of great people, as you know, you guys both know. We've all been around this game our whole lives. There's so many great people in this community that are going to help youth hockey continue to thrive even without the Coyotes.
Yep. And a lot of them have reached out to us, and we are promised there's stories to tell. Yep. And we're going to start telling them later on this summer. We're going to start telling stories of high school players, adult league players. We're going to tell the stories that need to be told here in the state of Arizona still.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Absolutely. Well, we've teased this documentary and...
Oh, are we going to show it now?
Can we talk a little bit first? Let's talk a little bit first. So obviously the three of us were at the final game, as were I'm sure a few of you watching, but not everybody got to be there. And Shane was there as well. Shane, our videographer, co-host of PHNX Sun Devils. And he's immensely talented, and he captured that last day. And there is a video coming out on our YouTube channel right after the show, a little bit later today, so make sure you check it out. Petey's wife said it best, I think, that's 30 for 30. Yeah. Like,
it's an ESPN 30 for 30. We didn't know what to expect. And you've seen, we've had a lot of fun here at PHNX. We've had funny videos. We've had a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff and slapstick stuff. This isn't that.
No.
This is different than anything I've seen here at PHNX. And I think if you're here watching the show, you have to watch this. This encapsulates that last day. As Craig said, it's hard to find those emotions still.
And I've watched it four times, and something different hits me each time.
Yeah.
It's beautifully done, Shane. Phenomenal job.
Incredibly constructed. Yeah. It's fantastic.
So please, please, once it goes up, please watch it. If you have hockey fans, please share it, because I think it's important that that this kind of puts a bow on what happened that final day.
So we're going to show the first 2 minutes, and then we want everybody to go check it out after the show ends today. So without further ado, here is the teaser. Reports coming out that the NHL and the Coyotes are preparing for a possible relocation to Salt Lake City.
The Arizona Coyotes are deserting the desert for Salt Lake City.
The National Hockey League is no longer a part of the Valley of the Sun.
Their final game of the season against Edmonton, ahead of what's probably the final game in the franchise's history.
Walking in, at first, it almost felt like just another day. And then you get inside and the staff comes up to you, fans start to come up to you. You look around at everybody's faces and you sort of realize the gravity of the moment.
There was so much emotion in that building that night. And once the fans arrived and it became a whiteout and everybody sensed the finality of the moment, it was pretty clear it was one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments.
It came in warm-ups, and it came when the players took the ice prior to puck drop. The crowd got it. The crowd understood this is different. The crowd understood that this is an important moment for Arizona hockey, and it was a standing ovation when they came up prior to the puck drop.
It was like nothing I've ever seen. I mean, how often do you cover the final game of a franchise in a city?
It reminded me of all the glorious whiteouts they had in the playoffs, but you knew this wasn't playoffs, and you knew this one hit different.
There you go. So stay tuned for the rest of that video and get the tissue box ready, because it will hit you in the feels, whether you're a Coyotes fan, whether you were there, whether you're just a sports fan or just honestly a human being. It will touch you. I promise you that.
Yeah, I'm so proud to be a part of that. That's the best content I've been a part of at PHNX.
Mm. Nice work, Shane Diefenbach. Yeah. I want to ask you guys each something, and this is probably going to hit you a lot harder, Petey, because of the length of service. What do you imagine? I don't mean to get you emotional. I'll ask you first, Leah. What do you imagine life is like not covering the Coyotes? What do you think about? How is this hitting you, just not being able to do this anymore?
I almost feel like I've blocked it out slightly. Today is our last show, and I've known that, but it's going to hit when I come tomorrow and don't have a show to prepare for. And then the next day I don't have it. I think this has been a part of our day-to-day life 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, for three straight years. And, you know, I look back on my life, there were parts of the last 19 years. And I say 19 because that's when I became a Coyotes fan, when I moved here in 2005, where the Coyotes weren't as big of a part of my day-to-day life. And I think it would have been easier to let go at that time than it is right now. But to let go of something that is so part of your life every single day, that's going to be hard. And I don't think that the reality of that has fully sunk in yet. I think right now it feels like, well, the season ended, the Coyotes aren't in the playoffs, and we've still been doing the show. Right. So it feels normal, and it's going to hit me like next week. It's going to hit me at the draft. It's going to hit me when the season starts and there's no team to cover. It's gonna be really hard, because this was a job, and it's really weird for me to coincide these two things, because I've always been very open about the fact that I have been a longtime fan of this team. Petey, you know, you've said it, we'll be fine on the job side, we will, but the passion as a fan, that's gonna be the hard one to reconcile.
And you look at, we watch the games on TV. We can still watch hockey on TV. It's still going to be there. Like, hockey's still going to be a part of all of our lives, but this is different. And we talk about the relationships, and I know, it's funny. I was texting with Jason and Tony and Ryan at the practice rink this morning. They're literally packing as we speak, and they put the show on. And even when I wasn't doing this, I knew they were there. and they were down the street. And if I wanted to go get a cup of coffee with those guys and just talk hockey, I could, because they were here. And Leah and I didn't go to the Mullet often, but we knew the team was here. If you wanted to, we go to the morning skates. We see Andre Tourney walk by, and you could see the players, and they were there. You could see him and touch him, and you go, okay, they're still here. You know, we don't have to go to the game tonight to know they're here. But now they're not. And I know at this is the time they're going golfing and getting ready to start their summer plans. And Leah, I think, really hit it. When the draft comes, when rookie development camp comes, when training camp comes, and they're not here, it's going to be so much different. Opening night comes, and it's going to be at the Delta Center, not at Mullet. And it's going to be Michelli and Cooley and Gunther and Doan and Keller and Schmaltz. It's all the same names. It's all the same people. They're still playing hockey. We could still watch them on TV, but we're not attached to them anymore. I can't tell players what they did right and wrong the next morning, because God knows they loved hearing that. But we don't have that connection anymore. And we don't have the inherent community of Coyotes fans. And I know that bonded us, and we'll still have our hockey. But it was that. It was the people and the players in that jersey that bonded this community. And that's what gave us this connection. And they're not here. And I don't think, me personally, I've hit it yet, because playoff hockey's still on. You still see hockey every day. But there will be days, and I'll go to the rink and I'll see those youth hockey kids wearing the Kachina logo, and they're not here.
Yeah.
And I think those are the days that it's going to be more difficult as this goes on. And then that will reflect again to anger. We're going to get to the land auction. We're going to talk about Morello again. And God knows I don't want to talk about Morello again. And I don't want to go through what's going to happen with the land. How long are we going to have to wait? Or we got to get the politics? I don't want to do that anymore. And I was so grateful and thankful. And I really believed that we were finally past that. A year ago, I thought we were past that. A year ago, I thought the Tempe was the answer, and this was the glorious. We're going to be talking playoffs. We sat there for this show, and we always look to the future of what's it going to be like when we're covering a team that's relevant in the playoff picture, and what are we going to be talking about when this team is in the playoffs? And I believed it. I believe the start is there, and these players are there, and we were going to follow them. We were going to be the first group of media people to follow them from their draft day to being in the playoffs. Like, that's never happened here in Arizona before, from beginning to the playoffs. And that was going to be us. That was going to be PHNX. That was going to be our arrival moment on the scene. And that's not there anymore. And I love what I do with you two. I love it. I think we all bring something different. I think we work well together. It's a well-oiled machine that everybody knows their role. It's like a line in hockey. We've got different roles, but somehow it works together. And we finally found it. And now we're all traded, and now it's free agent day, and that's, it's hard, and I hope we can find the magic and the moments, and we can find the time when we can still get together and do this, but it just, it'll never be like it was today.
How do you feel?
I'm still processing as well. Like, this has been such a part of my identity for so long, and obviously I didn't cover it as closely through the early 2000s. I was there, and I was backing up Jerry Brown, as you know. I was a columnist, but I was also an editor at the Tribune. So it wasn't really till 2009 that I took this on full time. This was everything. And I don't even know how to process not being, I had an old mentor tell me that we're servants for the community. And I've been serving the Coyotes community for 15 years, trying to bring them truth, trying to bring them insight, trying to bring them access, failing at times, failing many times. It happens in this industry, but I don't even know what it'll be like to not have that as a part of my identity, because it's so intrinsic with what I do now. I'm looking forward to new challenges, and I'm trying to embrace that, thanks to, you know, my, as I mentioned in the mailbag today, my therapist Katie Strang, who has really walked me through this process. But yeah, it's I'm sure there are still stages ahead, and you're right, there are some of those key dates where it's going to hit. For me, I think it's really going to be the start of next season. Yeah. When we're ramping up for camp, or like if guys are at informal skates at the ice den, but it's not as members of the Coyotes, it's just going to be really weird when we get to the fall and I'm not covering it. So That's going to be tough.
I want to bring up something else. I know we're jumping all over the place, but when you talk about those informal skates at the ice then, and they happened every time something happened in the league shut down. I mean, Sidney Crosby came out here. Connor McDavid came out here. Some of the biggest names in hockey came to skate here. One, because they're out of the limelight and they don't get pestered and hounded. And the other, the weather here is kind of nice. And so I think I'm wondering, as time goes on, this is still Austin Matthews and Maddie Nyes' home. I would anticipate they're still going to come here to train in the summer. I would think. Yeah. I've talked to a few of the Coyotes players, and they're still unsure because they don't know about their housing and those type of things.
Some of them are keeping, like Clayton Keller's keeping his house here. Christian Fisher's keeping his house here, great. Even though he hasn't been here for
so
a year.
So I would anticipate we'll see some of them around. Yeah. And I hope as time progresses, you know, so many players have retired here, and there's so many players that have been involved in youth hockey, and they're still here. I wonder if we'll start to see those wells dry up too, and then they stop. I don't know. Yeah. I still hope we get to go to the ice den and see some of these guys skate in the offseason. Tage Against the Machine was out here skating. Tage Thompson from the Buffalo Sabres skated here and trained here. Like, will it still be that destination? I don't know. I don't know what the future holds with that, but I do know, Craig, we'll be talking to him. I might not be on air, but I'll be there hounding them. I might just carry a microphone around with me out at the ice den just to fill the rush and the need for this.
For talking hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And yeah, and that's why we're gonna you know, continue to talk hockey. And there's more information to come on that. So please don't think that that's going away.
We're not abandoning you.
No, it's just going to look different. And as for the Coyotes diehards and the diehard community, don't go anywhere, because it's just, like Lindsey Fry said, it's not going away. It's just changing. And the hockey community in Arizona is so unbelievably strong. I think possibly the strongest ever. I mean, Coyotes fans voted the most loyal, and that's for a reason. And whether there's the Coyotes to cheer for or not, there's so much there as part of that community that you can't take that away. There's, you know, it's that look what we've gained moment, and that won't go away. Maybe we won't gain more without the team. But I'm still going to be in Discord every single day talking to everybody. You know, we have meetups. Like we want.
Yeah, we're still going to do that.
We're going to do meetups. We're going to go on trips together. Like, we're going to do all of these
things. Should do a takeover at the Sun Devils home opener.
Yeah.
Against Michigan.
Oh, love it.
Well, no, all of these things are already in discussion, because
just make sure you remind me.
Because if you're a hockey fan, if you're part of a hockey community, or if you're just somebody who likes community, likes gathering, like, we want you a part of that. Yep. So we want you to still be a diehard. We're going to give diehard only content, like all of these things. It's going to be different, but it's not going away. So we just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I'm excited, actually. And I'm a big believer in this. And I know when my chapter closed at my last job, and I was dark, and it was a bad place, and I didn't know which way to turn. I was in my 50s without a job and income. And I've never been happier than I am right now. And I know this chapter is closing, but I know the next chapter is going to be better than the chapter that we just closed. This door is closing, a bigger door opens. I sincerely believe that. I don't know what it's going to look like. And I don't know what it's going to look like for our Coyotes fans and hockey fans here in the desert, but I'm telling you, it's going to be better. And I don't know what that looks like yet. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm telling you, it's going to be better. We're not going to sit here and pout and cry. It's going to be bigger and better. Just wait.
Yeah. And on that note, like, I know we haven't told you all definitively what our roles are going to be. That will be announced soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a pitcher. I'm going to be a closer for the Diamondbacks.
I need some help. They need it.
I'm actually going out of town for a week, leaving tomorrow, but I think we'll probably announce sometime after that. And for a change,
the vacation curse is over, Craig.
Yeah. I don't expect.
Or is
big
it? Holy shit. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for.
Can you imagine?
Leave town, deal falls apart. That's it. Why didn't we think of it? The deal falls apart while Craig Morgan's on vacation. The emerge pods are blowing up and we can't reach Craig. For some strange reason, the deal fell apart at the 11th hour. Something didn't get signed.
Seriously, if something happens in this week,
oh my gosh,
I might just keep going east. I might go to Europe. Like, I'm leaving.
Why did I drop my phone earlier?
This is the first time I've had hope since closing night.
Oh my.
This is it.
Gosh.
Don't sign the papers.
You deserve a vacation, Craig. I'll tell you that.
Don't sign the papers.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
He's Craig single.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Nope.
No.
Tara, well, I hope
happily
you're
married for a very long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is so funny. When you look back at the last 3 years, what, and I know there's a thousand to choose from, what stands out as one of your favorite memories?
I'm going to go with an early one from Studio A in our old studio. We had two studios and they were, our old space was tiny, but it was home to me. I loved our B studio. It was like watching hockey
coldest
in our basement.
Room ever, though.
And Leah came to our Halloween show a little unprepared. Is that fair? The first time Craig had a mask. I had a full costume. Leah might have been out for cocktails the night before. So she might have been a touch hungover.
We're just going full call out here.
I was hungover. I was going to
admit
it.
She was. She was hungover. She's in her 20s. She went out. And she wasn't all enthusiastic about
dressing up for Halloween.
So she had a hat. And this goes back to the OGs that followed the show way, way back in OGs. And it was just a hat that looked like a beer mug. And we were explaining our costumes. And Leah, I am beer. And that was it. That was the explanation. That was the show. That was the bit. I am beer. But again, our community embraced it. We ended up with I am beer t-shirts.
Thanks, Aaron Slindy.
Aaron Slindy. It became a thing. And now we still reference I am beer to this day. And it's those little things where we smiled and laughed about at the time that became bigger than the moment. And I am beer encapsulated. I used that word twice. You're not supposed to do that in this business. You use an uncommon word more than once in a show. I just did that, so I won't use it again. I'm sorry. But those fun moments that you look back on and go, oh my God, that was fun. Yeah. Like, I know you were hungover and all that, but that was fun. Like, it was a fun moment. We had so many of those fun moments that I hope we can look back at this. And I that's too much work. I was going to put a reel together of all the fun things. I won't. Because
don't worry, I did.
I can't believe
you did not.
Did you? We're going to play it on this show?
Yeah, but I want to, yeah.
Okay.
No.
I can't believe some of the trips we took, right?
Leah.
Some of the trip. Nashville. We were just talking about Nashville, and Nashville was unbelievable. And the Love and Exile show
where you failed
miserably.
shotgunning
a can of wine. And it was like, that was just like, oh, wow, look at this privileged little.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't even know how to shotgun a can of wine.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking anyway.
And I'm sure you were all thinking it as well. But our trip to Montreal, which had some hiccups along the way.
That was fun.
Plenty of hiccups. Yeah, that was traumatic where we lost cabin pressure. But don't panic. Nobody panic, but we've lost cabin pressure. Who says that? What flight attendant says that? That's not in the manual, by the way.
No.
Dropped off in Minneapolis. Literally dropped off. Good luck. Thanks.
Me, Craig, and Jacob eating a pizza on the floor of the Minneapolis Airport Hotel at midnight recording a podcast.
Doing a show.
Yeah.
We still did the show.
At midnight.
We still gave you the show.
Yep.
I love that.
I know you
were on this one, and I'm still angry that you didn't go.
Australia,
buddy. Yeah. Australia was... That was the start of this season.
That was great content. That was the beginning of this season when things were so positive and happy and cooly and all of those things. Australia was this year.
Yeah.
This season started on such a high note, such a positive that you go, oh my God, Clayton Keller's back after his record-setting season. Logan Cooley's here. Australia was it. And you guys brought that voice like no one else did in... covering this team. It was finally when you started to go, oh my gosh, PHNX is different. Look what the coverage they're having. They're in Australia. And it just showed how big we could be and what we could do. Mm. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
A little jealous I was there. Not really, because I slept at home. But
There's a lot of comments with people's favorite memories. And the good news for all of you is that I found all those moments. And this is my next surprise for you guys. So... I put together a reel of some of our best, funniest moments from the last 3 years of the show. So let's roll it.
Leah, I am very impressed that you spend this much time with those two.
Oh, thank you.
And that is, you must be a remarkable, patient woman.
I can be here both asleep. Come on, you guys. It's only 10:50 p.m.
Vemelka goes out to the corner to get the puck. He looks up the ice.
Right to Patrick Brown, who puts it in the net.
Oh,
we
my
need
God.
To see, we need to see that again.
Let's see it again. Slow it down. He looks up the ice, right up the middle of the ice.
Oh, no, right up.
And Brown puts it in the net.
I'm going to have to watch the game. You guys give a great analysis of the game. So.
Hey, we outside. Let's go, Petey.
I will say this. It barely tastes like syrup. Like, barely.
Of course not.
All right, let's see it.
I've had this long, long existing problem with one of your coworkers. He tends to discriminate against ketchup. And
that could be a problem.
I'm not too sure how we're gonna work.
Difficult work environment.
How do you, what's that called? You coincide? How do you?
Off the post and told his groin in the first shot.
Boston Bruins have a singular trophy.
Statue.
Yeah, why you say statue?
And Machelli Monday.
All right, here we go. First wheel is okay. Three.
This is legit behind the scenes at PHNX.
On, you know, tonight it's Cam Johnson who has no ability to shoot for most of the game and then finds a way to get number three to kind of close it out.
Yeah. You ready, Biz?
You're gonna sing.
There was an old man who lived on my block. All that he wanted was a really hard puzzle to do to keep his mind quick.
Try Roman, and you will be coming hard on the forecheck.
In the bedroom, are you that aging quarterback that has a history of deflating his balls before the game even starts? Roman will have you coming hard off the bench. Just rub them up and down on your shaft.
I can bring in some more stuff for Petey to help him with his commercials that he's doing.
Or else I just might.
You have a break from Greg Timely Out.
What's this?
Cheers!
Mid-afternoon here.
Yeah,
so
we'll toast to you.
Do a little day drinking.
But... Yeah, why not?
Like, I don't know what his trophy is. Like, I don't... A trophy. Statue. I'm going to write the word statue down so I don't say trophy anymore.
Getting used to the school aspect. You know, being at the at TDP, we didn't really do too much school. I don't know if I should be saying that. But...
All... Shimashev? What? What?
Oh.
What? Dmitry Shimashev? Okay, what?
So this is your family's maple syrup?
Andre, what makes a good syrup?
We're going to do a taste test of your syrup.
One follow-up question before we taste the syrup. All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's legit. Are you taking a sip of your syrup?
Good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go. Right there.
Starts with heart and balls. Determination. Tireless work ethic. And I bring my boss beer.
There's pumpkin porter all over. Anyway, so I'll keep working. No, you go ahead.
With Saul out of town, we needed to bring in a temporary GM to run things around here.
Petey, can I see you in the office?
Not yet.
Petey, I think number one, your body language has been terrible in the office. Your attitude, number two, is just, there's been a lot of complaints from your coworkers just about your forecheck. Your work ethic, you know, they want not only your first but your second efforts, and I think you can really do that. I know you can do that. There's some good to you, but you've got to really, really bring it, and not just once in a while, every day. Take your game up here. That's where we need you. Not your C game, not your D game. You got to bring your A game every single day.
And we've got Bobby and Stanley Armstrong here in and out of the shot.
You're going to become stronger coming out the backside of this, and you learn something going through the net. So he's extremely important to that line. But I think even in the minors, we get Kirkland. So
I always kind of wanted one. I thought it's kind of hard to have a bad day when your dog's like so funny looking, you know?
Beer hat.
I am beer.
You are beer.
I do like to watch Connor. McJesus. Sorry, I don't know why I always say that in Bill Walton's voice, but I do. Let me ask you two this. What would you say my state of mind is right now dealing with the arena news? You know what my Zen space might be?
What?
It might be a frontal lobotomy.
You see those trophies? Fucking statues.
Go! And that's a summary of tonight's game.
Walking and talking with the great one.
Ask Matthias about his week. Expensive week, eh? New car?
New car? Did you see a
credit card game?
Just at ASU.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
The coyote's with at home. Time for more magic. We take the wine glass, the empty wine glass. We take the magic cape and we say the magic words. Ebra coyotes! Ho ho! And there's a card, a plague, and there's a magic. It's a mullet man.
Think was outstanding shots on goal. The Coyotes, I think, was outstanding shots on goal. The Coyotes.
Montreal and Ottawa.
G'day, mate. Little shrimp on the barbie.
Some more of those stories.
Oh, my God.
This
seriously.
This is
somebody's
classic.
Calling in. Total classic.
This is classic.
Yeah, well, can we bring in our special guest?
Yes, who's calling in? Who's calling in right now?
Our special guest that was literally supposed to call in an hour ago. Somebody is late calling in. Where's my surprise face?
She reaches for the mute button as Tokyo Drift happens outside her apartment.
And that's the bad news. For the good news, I don't like crowds. And we have the whole park to ourselves. Let's go. Well, we're also hearing at PHNX Sports that the city of Tempe is looking to borrow up to $200 million to help remediate this land. And where does the burden of that money fall onto? You guessed it, the Tempe taxpayers. Whoops.
And thanks for all you do to cover the Coyotes in hockey. It's great.
Some unreal moments. Yeah.
Wow,
Leah Merrill.
Wow.
And that's, you know, this is what pays to be organized because I kept all of those clips.
That's phenomenal.
Unreal.
See, I thought in my head, I thought that would be a really good idea if somebody could put in the time, but I knew it wasn't going to be me or Craig. And I sure as hell wasn't going to ask you to do it
because we had
it.
Neither the willingness or the ability.
Great idea, though. We're the idea guys. Great idea. Someone else. Leah, that was fantastic.
Oh, man.
Thank
I had so much
that.
Fun doing that because it just reminded me of, like, all of those, most of those moments were hilarious and funny, and the fact that we could have so much fun with the team that we were dealt to cover.
The team's probably 1,000 more that you were on the cutting
floor. Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh,
you
sure.
Just kept going.
Oh, my God. I could have kept going. But
we didn't even mention that there was a fire.
Oh, yeah, the time that we couldn't do a post-game show because we had
is
to evacuate.
Is that the only post-game show that didn't happen in the history of PHNX?
No, it's not.
Okay,
PHNX Coyotes, yeah. But
okay, cool.
Oh, man.
That was so much fun. The watch-alongs were fun.
Yeah.
Craig didn't love the watch-alongs, but he always said it, and then he participated and had a lot of fun doing them. It's so much fun.
So much fun.
The meetups.
And, like, that. Meetups yeah, that's just what I'll...
Yeah.
That's just what I'll always remember because
potlucks,
when
parties.
I look back at the 3 years, I don't think, oh my God.
Cheese, just
the,
saying.
The time that they lost 14 games in a row, the time they opened the season and didn't win a single game in October. Like, I remember us crying, laughing at stupid stuff. I remember, great meetup stories, like just talking to everybody.
God, that team was bad.
Interacting with
the
players.
Goals in Columbus.
With the Bear, with Bill Armstrong, like those are the things that I'll always remember. Interacting with the staff at the arena, like that's what I'll take away. It's not
that was fun.
Not the wins and losses, even though we looked at them every night on the punch cards.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun, and there were a lot of hard nights too, and a lot of anger and with those teams and those games. And we thought, I remember game 10 and 12 in that first season, going, "Oh my God, what are we gonna do? We got to do this 70 more times." And then this year was fun. We were talking playoffs for a hot minute. So this has been great. What a journey. Leah, that's phenomenal. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks. Yeah. I spent a few days on it. But yes, and it will be a standalone video on our YouTube channel. So you can go and watch it. But yeah, it honestly was my pleasure to make it. It was so fun. It was so fun reliving all of that. So
thanks for doing that.
Yeah, of course. All right, Craig.
Yeah. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right.
Throwing it to Craig.
I'm probably going to sound like a Lion pro athlete as I start this off.
Oh my gosh.
When I came to PHNX Sports 3 years ago, it wasn't for the money.
Sure, yeah, sure it wasn't.
Greg.
You guys knew. You were there with me on Substack. I had a surprisingly robust subscriber base, thanks to many of you. It was still growing. I was working on sponsorships that would allow me to travel with the team whenever I wanted. I was in a good place. And then Brandon Spano called, and I left that safe place for PHNX. And I left for the opportunities it presented. The broadcast medium offers so many more forms of content, more forms of expression, more opportunities to spread my admittedly short wings. We did some goofy things on the show. You just saw a bunch of them. We spun a wheel of fantasy. We birthed the mullet magician, not literally. We held a kangaroo court for the staff snack stealers, some of whom have still not come forward. We had a lot of fun, but the fun was always secondary to our primary mission. That mission was to inform you, to connect you to this team more closely than you had ever been connected before. We gave you inside access. We introduced you to the president, the GM, the assistant GMs, the coaches, the players, the staff, the families, and even their dogs. We gave you in-depth written and video content that you could not get anywhere else. You got a peek behind the curtain at the scouting staff, the development staff, the prospects, and of course, the NHL club. We had big-time guests, some of which you also saw in that video. We had NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman on the show. We had journalist Bob McKenzie, Elliot Freeman, and Paul Bissonnette. Can we call him a journalist? I'm going to go ahead and do that, Biz. We had Flames and now Leafs GM Brad Treliving on. We had Canucks coach Rick Tocchet, Jets coach Rick Bonus, and a litany of past and present players. We even had unconventional guests such as former Tempe mayors Hugh Hallman, Neil Giuliano, and Jimmy Eat World drummer Zach Lind.
Forgot about that.
Right? I had no idea how the broadcast side of this would work out when we began. Other than the Natty Hattie and a litany of short radio and television appearances, I hadn't done much work on the broadcast side. Neither had my co-hosts. We just talked about that. Leah, Petey, and I were awkward at the start. Fortunately, we didn't have many viewers. You're not wrong. I remember one show where it was less than 10 people watching us live, and they may have been friends and family. But as we grew and as word spread that as an outlet, we were covering the Coyotes the way a professional sports team should be covered, our audience grew, and so did we. Which brings me to my co-hosts.
Oh, boy.
When I tell you Leah is versatile, I also admit that this is a gross understatement of her value to PHNX. Just ask Saul or Espo, Leah does it all, and much of her work is behind-the-scenes work that doesn't appear in the box score. She's an administrator, she's a show host, she's a producer, she's a sometimes writer, and she is always the glue at PHNX. She also guides this ship, and Lord knows Petey and I need guidance. I think the two of us could talk for an hour about the pros and cons of paper napkins. We could, actually. Leah gave us plenty of oxygen to consume, but she always reined us back in, and she got us back on track. More importantly, she did it with a grace and an uncommon kindness that is in too short supply in this world. She was our tether to the show's goals, and she was our biggest communicator with the PHNX Coyotes family. I consider her a friend, and I consider myself beyond lucky to have worked side by side with you for the past 3 years. Then there's Petey, a guy whom I've known for 27 years, but really only known well for the past five, after we sat on an airplane together talking about your role. And, you know, I helped you get fired shortly thereafter. He invited me to his house for dinner, which I learned later was an honor only bestowed on family members. And even then in short supply, because you really haven't had your entire family over. I've told you before about the All-City CEO Brandon Spano's pitch when he tried to lure me on board at PHNX. One of the attractions was to have an analyst in the studio. And when I asked, who's the analyst? He said, who do you want? I'm like, anybody? He says, name someone. So I named Petey, and Brandon made it happen. That's when I knew this place was serious. That's when I knew that they wanted to do things the right way. That move sold me on PHNX. Petey was nervous because we had never done media before, other than a few intermission interviews with Todd Walsh, because none of the other coaches wanted to do it. As a 23-year-old, you're definitely not 23 years old, buddy. As a 23-year NHL coach, I knew what Petey could bring on the analysis side because we had done some work together in Substack. He did amazing work for me. I loved that stuff. But the personality that emerged after about a year took this show to another level. Whether it was the kite flying at the Tempe dump site that you just saw, or another iteration of the Mullet Magician, Petey brought life and humor to this show.
That wasn't Petey. The Mullet Magician?
Well, we're revealing it now. I mean, the secret's out.
Darn.
Somehow, this guy is still insecure about his value and voice, and I have no idea why, because this show never would have succeeded without him. And I need to mention Danielle as well, who, you know, I know you came on late, but you brought energy. You brought a late love of the game, and it was really cool to see the game through your eyes and almost fall in love with it all over again, Danielle, because of you getting the opportunity to shoot it for just a very short period of time, unfortunately. That was a really cool experience. So thank you for making me feel young again. I got to see it through your eyes, and that was fantastic. One other thing I should mention about Petey that some of you may know, Petey's part-time at PHNX. You would never know it by the time and effort that he puts into this job, the way he dedicates himself to this outlet. My coworkers are immensely capable at their job. They're incredibly good-hearted people, and they work their asses off. We had our disagreements, but we built a mutual respect because of all of those qualities. I admit that part of our success was just luck because we had no idea how this would work. But we worked hard at it, and we found great chemistry on this show. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, and this is indeed the end of the PHNX Coyote Show. We told you we're still going to do hockey content, and we'll remain true to our word, but this is the final episode of PHNX Coyotes. So to close, I want to paraphrase Lester Burnham in one of my favorite movies of all time, American Beauty. I guess I could be pretty pissed off about what happened with the Coyotes in this show, but it's hard to stay mad when I consider how much good content we have created, and how many meaningful connections we have built, and how many great people we have met along the way. I gotta pause on this one. Sometimes I feel like I'm seeing it all at once, and it's too much. My heart fills up like a balloon that's about to burst. And then I remember to relax and stop trying to hold on to it. And then it flows through me like rain, and I can't feel anything but gratitude for every single moment of this stupid little show. Thank you, guys.
Wow. Ooh. Get the tissues.
You got a segue for that one, Lee?
Nope, I don't. For once, I don't.
Yeah, and I think that I don't know how you follow that. I'm going to say, I don't have a long prepared speech. What I want to say is what's happening behind the cameras here that people can't see.
Yeah.
And when we talk about sports and we have fun and we laugh and we joke and we talk about how important sports are to people. And when I signed on to PHNX, it was about, they kept preaching building a community. There's so many people in this chat. We know their families. We know them by name. We look forward to them. We support their causes. They support ours. But the family in this room right now, from baseball to football to basketball, ASU, they're all standing in this room right now, and they're all supporting us because this is important to us, which makes it important to them. And if you can't see the community behind the cameras, that's what PHNX is. That's what sports is. That's what community is. And I don't care who you follow or what team it is, you want to have a family supporting you. I've never felt more loved and supported in my workplace than I do here. The helping hands we've got around this room for anything anyone needs ever. I don't mean work. I mean anything. These are wonderful people. And I know this show is going away, but these people aren't. And PHNX isn't. So become a part of this community. Become a part of the family. Make it bigger than sports. Sports opens the door to families and communities. We're that vehicle to get you there and pull you in together. We'll still be here. PHNX will still be here. Thanks from the bottom of my heart for letting me be a part of your community and part of your families and a part of your journey through hockey. Thank you so much. I am so grateful for the opportunity I've been given to speak here. Thanks. And we'll be here, and we will see you at the rink.
I feel like I'm going to do exactly what I did on the last game. But Danielle, we gave Sean his time on the mic. Do you have anything you want to say?
Oh, boy. I don't like that there's so many people in here. How do you know that I lost my dad in September? And Craig and Petey, you two have really stepped up and have been sort of that father figure to me.
You're saying we're old.
And that's just meant so much to me. Embracing somebody who is so new to the game, and Petey answering every little stupid question that I had from, like, I don't know, what's going on and why is there a face-off this time to later on in the season, I'm asking more technical questions. I just love you guys so much. And Leah, you've become a true friend, not just a coworker. And I just appreciate you guys so much.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm going to start crying now. So here we go. I was surprised it took this long. Danielle brought up something too, because, here it goes. I lost my dad too. And I can't tell you what you guys have meant to me. This has helped heal a part of myself I never thought could be healed. And I'm really excited for what comes next.
I'm proud to call you friend and coworker, Leo. And we're always here. You got our phone numbers. We're never leaving.
Oh, I know. You're going to call me 8 times. Petey calls me 8 times a day.
I just do. Sorry.
But I love it. I love it.
Before we sign off, can we have everybody come up behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys all come in?
Can everybody come on the shot? And stand behind us as a family before we sign this off.
Get low.
And by the way,
I
see all the super chats and I've been reading them and we're going to go back and read all of them. Thank you. Thank you for all the comments and the chats and the support. Oh my God. This is crazy.
Can I admit something before you guys go?
Yes.
I ate the M&Ms. And I'm not saying that for effect. I did.
I'm guilty of it too. Wow. Wow, we got the deathbed confession. Love it. Seriously. Oh my God.
Look at this. Look this at this shot. Look at this shot. This is what family is about right here.
This is family. Everybody watching, everybody here in the chat, everybody listening later, this is family and it's not going away. It's here forever. From the bottom of our hearts, we're so grateful to this community, to this show, to everyone that we didn't even get to mention. Sincerely, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we hope that you stick around to see what's next, because there's more to come. So subscribe to the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. Follow at @PHNX_Coyotes on Twitter, because there's changes coming there as well. But yeah, that's a wrap. That's a wrap on PHNX Coyotes. To everybody, oh man. Thank you for watching, listening, reading, supporting all these years, and thank you going forward as well. It's been the honor and privilege of a lifetime. We're so grateful. You've all been watching and listening to the PHNX Coyotes podcast.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Ullmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.